Hello, and welcome to Natasha Explains It All. Today's episode is going to be highlighting a nonprofit that works in the Oakland area called the Urban Compassion Project. And I wanted to highlight the Urban Compassion Project because it can be really easy to be overwhelmed with so many problems in the world, and including in Oakland, there is a lot going on, and one of the big problems is a lot of trash, a lot of illegal dumping. There's a lot of blight. As you drive around, as you walk around, it's very easy to come across street corners and intersections and various public spaces that are overwhelmed with trash and other type of debris. And this is makes the city less attractive. It makes the city less safe. And there are absolutely concrete ways of addressing this problem. And there are ways to contribute to the solution. I hope that one of the themes of my podcast is having listeners feel empowered that they can make a difference in making this world a better place. And I want to give a hyper-local example of this. The Urban Compassion Project, as I mentioned, is a nonprofit that is based in Oakland, that their main focus is on addressing the issue of trash and illegal dumping that happens in the city of Oakland. And the way that they address this is by having regular cleanups around the city. They do it every weekend, every Saturday and Sunday, to go around the city, and they do the cleanups themselves with no support from the government, all based on volunteers and donations. And they provide all the supplies. You can sign up on their website at urbancompassionproject.org. They're also very active on Facebook and on Instagram. On Instagram, their handle is at Urban Compassion Project. And they also do mutual aid. So every Thursday, they distribute items to people who are unhoused in Oakland. And they're always accepting gently used or new item donations of things such as clothing, coats, toiletries, kitchen supplies, blankets, bedding, pillows. There's more you can find out on their website to learn exactly about where and when you can drop off donations and if you want to help with the distribution as well. And one of the things that, and that brings up like another related issue, right? Like there's a massive homelessness crisis in Oakland because of a lack of affordable housing and because of the lack of mental health services that are available in the community. We actually, provide housing, but it's mostly in the form of institutions, either locked hospitals or the jail, frankly. And yet another person suffering from mental illness just died in the county jail of Alameda County, which is known as Santa Rita, which is located in Dublin, California. And so organizations like the Urban Compassion Project are really trying to buck the trend and actually investing in the solutions to make the city safer and to make the city more beautiful. And one of the things that I really like about this combination of doing cleanups as well as providing mutual aid to the unhoused is that oftentimes when the police come in to clear out people who are unhoused, for people who are living in the streets in encampments, they take everyone's belongings. They just clear out everything. And in the process, that often means that people's vital documents, medications, and other important belongings get thrown out, which can make it impossible for that person then to get services, to find employment, to stay stable, right, if they're taking medications. And the Urban Compassion Project, when it's doing both the distribution of aid as well as the cleanups, which oftentimes abut, right, encampments, they do the work of establishing relationships with the areas that they're cleaning up so that they do it in a respectful and sustainable way. And I think a key reason why they're able to do this is because the founder and the lead leader, Vincent Ray Williams, has firsthand experience of this. Mr. Williams grew up in and out of homelessness, in and out of jail, suffered from a long drug addiction, was in and out of foster care as a kid. He has lived it and seen it himself. And when he was most recently on the streets, he took it upon himself to make things better and to change, to turn his life around and to change the city where he was born around. And so he started this project by cleaning up parks and encampments on his own, and then helping other people who lived in the encampments get the tools and training necessary to help keep those areas safe and sanitary and blight free. And it's now evolved into a formal nonprofit where volunteers from all over come, and the Urban Compassion Project supplies the tools that you need and gets this done on a regular basis. And, you know, as they say, those closest to the problem are also closest to the solution. I know it's someone's quote, and I apologize that I cannot recall the author of that quote off the top of my head, but it's very applicable here that you have Vincent Ray Williams, the founder of the Urban Compassion Project, who himself was homeless for most of his life and experienced these issues directly, and would be the type of person that normally the city would write off. And instead, he knows what needs to happen to make the city better. He knows how to talk to other unhoused people, and he knows how to do cleanups in a way that is humane and safe and actually addresses the underlying issues by providing people with resources as well as connection and empowerment, right? Teaching people who are living in encampments how to do the cleanup, how to do the cleanups themselves, and having them participate and have agency in the process, and respecting their personal belongings, as I mentioned before. So I want to encourage folks to check out the Urban Compassion Project, to check out their cleanups, which I mentioned happen every week. You can sign up for their email listserv so you can find out about when their cleanups are. They also organize cleanups for various groups. So if you wanted to do it with your neighborhood group or with your work team or as something to do with your friends, you can organize something to do with the Urban Compassion Project and learn more about the issue. And their social media pages, as I mentioned, are a really rich resource, because in a lot of them, Mr. Williams, the founder, talks about and shows you like how these problems develop, and how a lot of people will drive into Oakland with the specific intent of dumping because, you know, they believe that this is a place that they can do that with impunity. And oftentimes then the people that are unhoused get blamed for that, when oftentimes it's businesses and people from outside the city who come in and leave that trash and leave that debris. And so the Urban Compassion Project is tackling that one cleanup at a time and one mutual aid distribution at a time. So check out the Urban Compassion Project. Please consider volunteering, even if you can just do it once. It really makes a difference, and perhaps will also change your relationship to your role in beautifying your community, and also to what the solutions are out there. Because the reality is that the things that work oftentimes don't get funded. And then it becomes a self-perpetuating cycle, right? Where like the things that actually work don't get funded. And so people think that those approaches don't work. When in reality, if they're not properly funded, then they're not given a fighting chance to actually demonstrate their positive impact and then have that continuous positive ripple effect. And instead, we tend to continue to fund the same old solution. the same old solutions that are mostly based around a model of criminalization of social problems rather than addressing the underlying issues that create those social problems. And that includes providing people with safe and decent housing and providing people with adequate healthcare, including mental health services. Anyway, so contributing to betterment of Oakland is the Urban Compassion Project. Encourage you to check out their website as well as their social media. In the show notes, I will include links to their website as well as to their social media pages. And you know, next time that you happen to be driving by, you know, one of these blight spots in the city, consider making a donation to the Urban Compassion Project so that they have more resources to be able to address this, because they are on the ground. They are the grassroots organization really tackling this with leadership that reflects the communities that they are helping. So that's enough for today. Urban Compassion Project, check it out, make a donation, volunteer if you can. Let's be part of the solution, because the solutions are out there and they just don't get enough recognition and don't get enough funding and don't get enough support. So let's be part of the solution. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.